Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, colleagues of the Senate, and all of our families and our friends, supporters who join with us here today to celebrate in the starting of this, the 87th General Assembly. Today is a new day, a day that we embark on a new direction for the state of Iowa. It will be a journey that creates optimism and a stronger financial footing for our great state. This last election, it was a tough one. It was a tough one for both sides. So now, more than ever, we need to come together and do what is best for Iowans. We all want Iowa to be the best state in the country, one that keeps Iowans here and attracts new residents to our state. It is imperative we create an atmosphere in which people can create businesses and thrive, raise their families, and trust their children are getting a world-class education. Our priorities, they are not new. And frankly, they shouldn't be. For the past few years, you have heard our hopes and our concerns, our ideas and our dreams, our plan for a better future, a better Iowa. Senate Republicans have a vision of economic prosperity for the people of Iowa, a vision of a vibrant agricultural presence in our rural communities, a vision of fiscal responsibility here in the Iowa Senate, and growing our state and making it attractive for new investment and new career opportunities. Iowa is an agricultural state. I myself am a farmer. I'm a farmer with a very diverse operation. Our rural communities have long been the backbone of Iowa's economy, our culture, and our character. There is no reason that these communities should be struggling the way that they have been for so long. This must change, and let me tell you why. Do you remember when you were taught, for many of us long ago, to tie our shoes? You were told to tie them once, nice and tight, and then again a double knot for security, so you do not trip and fall. A double knot, so you could move forward without worry you will trip and fall, so you could move without concern that it would all come undone. We are all here for the same reason. We care about our state. We care about our families. We care about our friends and our neighbors. We care about the people and want them to have the best life that they possibly can. We want them to be successful. To be successful and to thrive. We want to make sure that Iowans can do more, can do much more than just make ends meet, but even tie the ends a few times over, like a double knot, to ensure that Iowa families feel secure. We want to enable them to grow, to move forward, and to succeed. These last few months, Republicans promised a limited, more efficient government. We promised more money back in the pockets of Iowans, money that Iowans have earned and deserve to keep. We want a balanced budget with responsible budgeting principles, much like Iowa families budget to honor their commitments. As I talk to Iowans all across our state, in our rural communities, I hear firsthand about declining enrollment. Iowans also share their concerns about stagnant wages and unsustainable government spending. The solution for each of these challenges is quite simple. It's growth, growth, and growth. We should be making our state more attractive, inviting, and a great place to live for Iowa, for our children, grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. We must foster an environment that creates flourishing career opportunities for those graduating our high schools, our colleges, and for those seeking to embark on a new career path. Iowans responded to those words. They responded to these promises, to these principles, and overwhelmingly chose us to move Iowa forward. And colleagues, we are ready to lead. The windows of my Senate office look out over the Des Moines skyline. If you look out of those windows, you can see the positive things investing in our state can do. It represents the commerce, the economy of our state, and the positive impacts that investing in our state, its people, can have, and the new ideas that will come. So, colleagues and Mr. President, let's work together in our pursuit of real substantive policies to provide an environment for growth, economic growth, personal growth, and educational growth. The key here is obviously growth. Senate Republicans are excited to start this new venture and work with the House of Representatives and the governor every step of the way. Mr. President, we stand ready to make all Iowans hopeful for and proud of what is on the horizon for our great state. Colleagues, it's up to us. Let's make it happen. Thank you.